with Gilgamesh on top of him, holding a knife to his throat, Humbaba begs both heroes for mercy. These passages are at once comic and poignant. Comic in the disproportion between the monster's previous threats and his present abasement, and poignant in the humility and reasonableness of his request. It is an extraordinary moment. Think how impossible it would be in Beowulf for a monster to refer to the concept of mercy, or for the hero even to consider it. One can't help feeling a surge of sympathy for the doomed Humbaba. Gilgamesh hesitates. We are not told why, but it is probable that, like his predecessor in the Sumerian poem Gilgamesh and Hawawa, Gilgamesh's noble heart took pity on the monster. Enkidu, though, has no doubts. Three separate times he urges his friend to kill the guardian of the cedar forest, even though he is aware that killing him will enrage not only Enlil, but their own protector Shamash as well. Thus, as it turns out, Ninsun, the wise, the all-knowing, was mistaken in her opinion that Humbaba is an evil thing that Shamash wants to have destroyed. Defeated, yes. Destroyed, no. Dear friend, quickly, before another moment goes by, kill Humbaba. Don't listen to his words. Don't hesitate. Slaughter him. Slit his throat. Before the great god Enlil can stop us. Before the great gods can get enraged. Enlil in Nippur. Shamash in Larsa. Establish your fame so that forever men will speak of brave Gilgamesh, who killed Humbaba in the cedar forest. Enkidu, it seems, has by now completely taken on Gilgamesh's warrior ethos, the desire for fame superseding every other consideration. True, it is his friend's fame, not his own, that he wants to establish. But generous as it may be, this love is still an égoïsme à deux. It has simply replaced I am the mightiest with you are the mightiest. And in its disregard for mercy, prudence, and cosmic hierarchy, it creates disaster. The principle that every action has an effect is not something that Gilgamesh or Enkidu can be expected to know. As heroes, they need to be strong and brave, not insightful. But the poet, as we will see, is aware of it. He is too intelligent not to know that monster-slaying expeditions, even the most well-intentioned ones, have unforeseen and potentially disastrous consequences. Enkidu is morally responsible for persuading his friend not to spare the monster's life. Therefore, his own life becomes forfeit. When Gilgamesh kills Humbaba, the poet says, "A gentle rain falls onto the mountains, as if the heavens themselves are weeping for the consequences of that act."
This ends Disc 3.